go. Donald, are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down. Black or white.
Legal.
Or
impeachable.
Everything is make-believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
I did not make and do not have any such recording.
Be Heil! Heil!
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald
Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil!
Donald
Trump.
Space.
Ben Donald
Trump
says.
Big news today. You said you didn't take James Comey. Do you want to explain that? Why did you want him to believe that you possibly did that?
Well, I didn't tape him. You never know what's happening when you see that the Obama administration, and perhaps longer than that, was doing all of this unmasking and surveillance. And you read all about it, and I've been reading about it for the last couple of months, about the seriousness of the and horrible situation with surveillance all over the place. And you've been hearing the word unmasking, a word you probably never heard before. So you never know what's out there. But I didn't tape, and I don't have any tape, and I didn't tape.
Donald
Trump.
Face in her.
Donald
Trump.
Well, it wasn't very stupid, I can tell you that.
Donald
Trump.
Face. I be not the Superman. Are you pure Superman?
Yeah, he is the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order.
Donald
Trump.
World new order. Everyone a foreign race. We love
Donald
Trump.
Space when we bring to the world disorder. When
Donald
Trump
says.
Well, I didn't tape him. You never know what's happening when you see that the Obama administration, and perhaps longer than that, was doing all of this unmasking and surveillance, and you read all about it, and I've been reading about it for the last couple of months, about the seriousness of the and horrible situation with surveillance all over the place. And you've been hearing the word unmasking, a word you probably never heard before, so you never know what's out there. But I didn't tape, and I don't have any tape, and I didn't tape.
Be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Hi,
Donald Trump.
When he found out that that there may be tapes out there, whether it's governmental tapes or anything else, and who knows, I think his story may have changed. I mean, you'll have to take a look at that, because then he has to tell what actually took place at the events. And my story didn't change. My story was always a straight story. My story was always the truth. But you'll have to determine for yourself whether or not his story changed. But I did not tape.
It was a smart way to make sure he stayed honest in those hearings.
Well, it wasn't It wasn't very stupid, I can tell you that.
Be Heil! Heil! Righty.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil! Right in.
Donald Trump.
Space!
Ladies and gentlemen, the 45th and final President of the United States.
Relax, I get it.
Today, you tweeted that there are no tapes of your conversations with Comey.
There are absolutely no recordings of my conversations in the White House.
Then why did you suggest that there were tapes?
Didn't you hear me? Play it back. There are absolutely no recordings of my conversations in the White House. See? This is a total witch hunt. I mean, look at this guy. He's got a pitchfork.
It's a pen.
It could be a tiny pitchfork. I can't risk it.
No, Mr. President, this is outrageous.
Oh, shut up. You're lucky I'm letting you film this. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Mr. President, so are you or are you not under investigation?
Yes.
Yes, to which?
I'm not the witch. You're the witch. Witch hunts. That's all this Russia thing is. Witch hunts should be reserved for black presidents who weren't born here and crooked old ladies who bleached their emails. I'm bewitched, bothered, and bewildered. And I'm the president. Can you believe it?
Sessions is under fire. It turns out he did have discussions with the Russian ambassador, Sergei Kislyak, even after telling the U.S. Senate during his confirmation hearing.
Of course, he's
breaking news. Time for my most tremendous tweet storm yet. Okay, here we go. Huge tweet. This is going to be a sweet tweet. Here it comes. Yeah, I can't get my tweet up. Tweetus, interrupt us. What am I going to do?
Donald.
President Nixon. I'm so happy you're here, Tricky. I'm starting to get real scared.
There's no reason to be scared, Donnie. You just have to flip the script. For instance, I heard that President Obama tapped your phones. Just tweet that, and the hounds are off your trail.
Obama! I knew he was up to no good. How low has President Obama gone to tap my phones during the very sacred election process? This is Nixon slash Watergate. Bad or sick guy. And boom goes the Tweety mic.
Donald, stop!
Abraham Lincoln?
Don't listen to Nixon. He was the one who tapped the phones in Watergate.
Shut up, Abe. Don't you have tickets to the theater tonight, you stupid neckbeard?
Too soon. Donald, Nixon had to resign for lying.
Oh, damn it. President Lincoln is right. Donald, you don't want to end up like me. To paraphrase myself, I am a crook. But the rumors about you and the Russians are just spooky.
Just admit what happened, Donald.
Fake ghost news. Somebody help.
Das wie done. Who will you be calling?
This will show fearless leader who's smarter, him or me.
Well, which is bad enough?
Him, you.
Fearless leader here? But I thought we had laws against that kind of thing.
You fool! Laws only keep out honest people.
What do you mean?
If you're a crook, you sneak in anyway.
Fake news CNN is looking at big management changes now that they got caught falsely pushing their phony Russian stories. Ratings way down and wow, CNN had to retract. Big story on Russia with three employees forced to resign. What about all the other phony stories they do? Fake news!
But news outlets get to go on day after day and cite unnamed sources, use stories without sources, have, you mentioned the Scaramucci story where they had to have reporters resign.
Come on, you're inflaming everybody right here, right now with those words. This administration has done that as well. Why in the name of heavens? Any one of us, right, are replaceable, and any one of us, if we don't get it right, the audience has the opportunity to turn the channel or not read us.
I think you have
been elected to serve for 4 years at least. There's no option other than that. We're here to ask you questions.
Right.
You're here to provide the answers. And what you just did is inflammatory to people all over the country who look at it and say, see, once again, the president is right and everybody else out here is fake media. And everybody in this room is only trying to do their job.
Well, I disagree completely. First of all, I think if anything has been inflamed, it's the dishonesty that often takes place by the news media. And I think it is outrageous for you to accuse me of inflaming a story when I was simply trying to respond to his question.
There is one person who is guilty of fake news out there. It's Donald Trump. Because evidently Trump has a Time magazine hanging on the walls of many of his golf clubs with the headline, Donald Trump, the apprentice, is a television smash. But it turns out it's a fake. In fact, the date of the issue, March 1st, 2009, had no Time magazine released that day. Trump made his own Time magazine cover. Oh, my God. You know what that means. That can only mean he's acquired mall kiosk technology.
You are fake news.
Sir.
Now, you may remember back in May, Trump suggested on Twitter that he may have tapes of his conversations with deposed FBI director James Comey. Well, on Thursday, Trump finally admitted that he had no such tapes and offered up this rationale for his claim.
Well, I didn't tape him. You never know what's happening when you see that the Obama administration, and perhaps longer than that, was doing all of this unmasking and surveillance. And you read all about it, and I've been reading about it for the last couple of months, about the seriousness of the and horrible situation with surveillance all over the place. And you've been hearing the word unmasking, a word you probably never heard before. So you never know what's out there. But I didn't tape, and I don't have any tape, and I didn't tape. When he found out that that there may be tapes out there, whether it's governmental tapes or anything else, and who knows, I think his story may have changed. I mean, you'll have to take a look at that, because then he has to tell what actually took place at the events. And my story didn't change. My story was always a straight story. My story was always the truth. But you'll have to determine for yourself whether or not his story changed. But I did not tape.
It was a smart way to make sure he stayed honest in those hearings.
Well, it wasn't very stupid, I can tell you that.
Wow. Think about what he just said. He didn't just casually admit to misleading the American public. He also implied that doing so may have swayed Comey's testimony, which, if that was his intent, could constitute witness tampering. And on top of all that, he then implied he made Comey tell the truth about their conversations, seemingly verifying Comey's account, which is incredibly damaging to the president. So, yeah, Trump might actually be right. It wasn't very stupid. It was extraordinarily stupid.
What's up, Duck? What's up, Edward? I'll tell you what's up. When I'm president, I'm gonna pass a law that'll outlaw rabbits. That, my poor, unfortunate, soon-to-be-condemned species, is what is up. Very ingenious solution to a long-smoldering problem. But there's just one slight technicality. The president can't pass laws. The president can't pass what? That's ridiculous. The president can do anything he wants. He's just like a king, only better. He's better, all right, but he's no king. Says so right here. You're outnumbered, good buddy, by the founding fathers. Foundling fathers, ha! Bunch of mewling infants, no doubt. What do they know? The Constitution. Let's see here. The president is responsible for enforcing the laws. Congress makes the laws. You mean I've got to run for Congress?
We owe something to this country of ours.
Rock, this is no time to worry about taxes.
No, Bullwinkle. I'm going to go back and face that thing, whatever it is.
But why?
I'm a TV-type hero is why.
I wonder if these things ever happened on radio.
You've won an all-expense-paid weekend at your choice of Trump Grand Resort and Hotel. You'll be whisked away in your own private airplane and be pampered to your heart's content at one of your beautiful spas. You'll loudly discuss sensitive policy matters over chocolate cake. And don't worry, the tab will be paid for entirely by American taxpayers.
Yeah, yay! That's what I win every week.
Boris, this is the cheapest, most disgusting, nastiest thing you've ever done. Slimy, dirty, mean. Boris!
Yes?
You're my kind of guy.
I realized this week that I need to build a tremendous legal team to help me with this investigation that I'm totally not under. Wink. It's time for lawyering up.
Gloria, I'd shake your hand, but I don't want to get sued for touching you inappropriately.
You would be.
I'm in a bit of trouble, Gooby, I'm not going to lie.
So I understand.
I am auditioning lawyers to be on my legal team. First off, if I hired you, would I be your favorite client?
First of all, you'd be second to O.J. Simpson.
Love the guy.
Klaus von Bülow.
Great guy, too.
Mike Tyson.
There we go.
And Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
I don't think that you remember me. I have a lawsuit against you.
What?
On behalf of Summer Zervos, who is one of the women that during the presidential campaign...
Oh, wow. Is this the way the interview is going?
...who accused you of actually doing some of the things that you said...
I object.
...you did on that Access Hollywood tape.
You're out of order.
And I filed a lawsuit against you, which is now pending in New York City.
That's the kind of lawyer I want.
I can't. It's a conflict.
Alan, am I being investigated or not?
You are being investigated-ish.
Is this Yiddish?
Ish.
Are you speaking Yiddish?
Geschlafe. Do you say a bit Yiddish?
Geschlafe,
yeah.
If I become your lawyer, will you actually do the things I suggest you do?
No.
Will you stop doing the things I suggest you stop doing?
No.
Thank you for that.
What is my biggest legal problem?
Did you ever hear these words? Obstruction of justice?
No. I haven't heard them till you said them. Can I sue James Comey?
If you tried to get him to stop investigating you...
I didn't do it.
That's potentially obstruction of justice. Ding, ding, ding.
Did I win something?
Is an impeachable offense.
You can't handle the truth. You don't know where I'm coming from. I'm crazy like a fox because it makes your job easier.
No, it makes my job better because if you get yourself indicted or impeached, I have a real job. And you're helping me enormously. Everything you say, everything you do makes it more likely you're going to get impeached.
Resign now while there's still time.
Do you think you can keep me out of jail?
If you do what I tell you to do, I can keep you out of prison. I'm not sure at this point that I want to.
You know something? There's a lot I'd like to do with you.
There's a lot I'd like to do with
you. It's all legal, though. It's
Mine's all illegal.
Really?
Oh, boy, Gloria. Don't do this to me.
You are so disgusting.
Thank you. Gloria, let me tell you something. I wish I could have you on my legal team, but you just didn't represent yourself with the knowledge of the body of the law that's needed. Unfortunately, you haven't passed the interview. And you're fired. Gooby, though I think you're smart, you're ultimately a dirty hippie. I have to go with my gut. You're fired. Alan Dershowitz, unfortunately, you're too Jewish, even for me. You're fired. So I'm going to have to go to my back pocket for my Trump card, so to speak. Gilbert Gottfried, you are my new lawyer.
Donald, I told you, I'm not really a lawyer.
That's okay. I'm not really a president.
The president will travel to Mar-a-Lago for the weekend.
President Trump did spend the weekend at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey.
In the 143 days since Trump took office, he spent 42 of them at a Trump property. That, of course, includes his Mar-a-Lago, which he calls the White House South Estate in Palm Beach, and the Trump International Hotel in D.C. 29 days have been spent at his golf properties in Florida, Virginia, and New Jersey.
We're not getting a lot of information from White House Press Secretary John Spicer. Spicer banned cameras from last week's briefings and then banned them again today. Evidently, we turned into Russia.
You're a trained improviser from Chicago. Terrible town. So much violence.
It's a great town.
And you founded the improv theater, The Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. I love that. So how can I start an improv theater? Because, you know, people say I'm an improv president.
I wouldn't want to start an improv theater with you. I mean, improv is an art form that plays against your personality type, where you have to relinquish your idea and support someone else's.
No way.
Have to yes and ideas.
No,
you have to listen. It requires deep listening.
What?
You have none of these skills. You have to be playful and collaborative. None of this is anything in your personality.
I want to sit here and be alone.
I feel that way when you interview me, yeah.
What are some of the rules of improv?
I just told you what improv is. I literally just broke it down for you, Mr. President. I literally just said yes and, listening, collaboration, relinquishing your idea.
Perfect.
All
Let's
of that.
Do a scene. I want to do it the way you do it.
Get a suggestion.
Perfect. Let's get a suggestion from the
Can
audience.
Get a location for the president. Anybody, just shout it out. Bathroom.
Bathroom.
Do you want
bathroom.
To sit?
Okay. I said it. That wasn't his idea. It was mine. I'm a bathroom attendant.
You're a bathroom attendant. Okay.
I'm a bathroom attendant.
Okay.
Who's a big fan of Ivanka Trump. I'm not sitting in a toilet. I'm sitting in a chair next to a thing of candy and Purell.
Okay.
And napkins.
Great.
And you're the
you
pervert.
Win. You win.
Sitting in a toilet.
I'm a pervert for sitting on a toilet? You're the pervert sitting watching someone
Are
sitting on a toilet.
Are we still doing the
scene? I think so.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, I'm a fireman now.
Is there a problem, officer, fireman? Is there a reason you're sitting across the toilet?
Who the hell are you?
I'm a man sitting on a toilet waiting for you to stop staring at me.
Why are you sitting on a toilet in the middle of a soccer field?
It wasn't a soccer field when I sat down.
Right.
It wasn't.
I got bored.
What a surprise. Scene. Are we still doing the scene, Mr. President?
Am I supposed to go to the bathroom in the scene?
No. Did you?
No. No. What are you? You're gross. Here we are on a space station.
On chairs.
Of course, space
Not toilets. Space chairs.
Space chairs. But they're also toilets. Now, I heard there's something called a tag out in improv.
There are tag outs, yeah. So I would get out and you would assume my position.
Okay.
And you have to have a better idea than what was just happening.
I don't respect you, Mr. President. I'm on a hit HBO show, and I'm a little Irish.
Okay.
Bullwinkle, I don't like this.
How come?
I got a feeling something bad's gonna happen.
Well, look on the bright side of it, Rock.
What?
We got a whole new plot started already.
True enough, and we'll see it begin to thicken next time in Four for the Show or Two Pairs of Plants.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the honey drippers in the house tonight. And they just got back from Washington, D.C. I think they got something they want to say. Talking about
it.
thanks for
several skits
from
Anthony at a Minux.
The president
at I mean
from the
drippers.
I'll be back next week.
Don't
Donald
drunk.
I will return.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.